What am I doing here? It's a question I seem to be asking myself more and more frequently as I creep into my 60s, but never more than when I'm sitting 20 feet above the forest floor on a cold, damp morning with a compound bow in my hands. My question seems to be echoed by a little hermit thrush that flits in to perch on a branch not 3 feet away. Its obsidian eye studies me skeptically. Outfitted in camo and face paint, I've been shivering here since dawn on the unlikely possibility that a deer will wander by. The clearing I watch over is rimmed with maple, oak, birch, and ash. Since I hunt on the north side of a ridge, they grow straight and tall, their limbs arching to each other, making a little cathedral. The forest is still lush with greenery, but the ash leaves have begun fading to yellow, some of the maples tipped in scarlet and rust. In another month, the limbs will be bare, and as a breeze rustles through, I realize its sound is already somehow ominously different. Down on the township road, a school bus rumbles by, soon followed by two cars. People are going to work. Coffee's being poured at the Crystal Cafe. What am I doing here? A kestrel soundlessly swoops through the clearing not a foot off the ground, perhaps trying to panic a chipmunk or chickadee into making a fatal mistake. Once it's gone, the chipmunks eventually resume their fall chant, a kind of monotonous sucking sound which gave them their Native American name. When you're bow hunting, the idea is to become part of the woods. Become a tree, become a rock. Movement is your enemy. My back aches, my arm is going to sleep, and a gnat is crawling across my forehead. It rained last night, and my butt feels damp. A barred owl off in a stand of oaks to the west gives a solitary hoot, as if to say, good night. A pair of sandhills exchange a few tentative squawks out in an oat field. Crows begin to rally miles apart. Geese are overhead. No deer steals through my little clearing, but I think about the familiar ritual that might begin if one did. The electric adrenaline rush, the kettle drum heartbeats, the shot, the tracking, the dragging, and the butchering, all on my own now that my son is no longer around to help. We don't really need the venison, and I have a hunch that pound for pound, hamburger is cheaper. So what the heck am I doing here? Venison medallions sautéed in butter and onions, a little red wine, spicy venison sausage for the Packer games. There's something about knowing the story of your meat. The Wisconsin woods and I are, in Joni Mitchell's words, captives on a carousel of time. For a few hours, we slowly turn together. A few hours to watch, to listen, to learn, to feel. What better place to be than here?